This is a recast of the 3300-word piece, OpenAI Jim, a comprehensive guide, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
The article explains how artificial intelligence, or AI, has become a powerful force in various aspects of our everyday life, from personalized recommendations on streaming platforms to intelligent assistants in our smartphones to advanced systems solving complex problems in fields like medicine and finance. It emphasizes the need for continuous innovation in AI research and development.
One essential platform that supports this evolving field is OpenAI Jim. It provides a modern environment for developing and evaluating machine learning algorithms, allowing the simulation of various scenarios, from simple games to complex real-life situations.
The article further highlights the versatility and user-friendliness of OpenAI Jim that eases the process of AI algorithm development. With its broad array of environments, it forms a solid base for training and testing AI agents under controlled, reproducible conditions.
OpenAI Jim was launched by OpenAI, a leading organization in the AI field, in April 2016. The purpose was to create a standardized platform that aids researchers and developers in developing and comparing their machine learning algorithms, especially in reinforcement learning.
The architecture of OpenAI Jim is based on the interaction of agents and environments. An environment, which is essentially a framework within which an agent operates, implements a specific task or problem that the agent has to solve. These tasks range from simple games like cart pull to more complex challenges resembling real-world physical interactions.
The interaction between an agent and an environment follows a simple yet powerful pattern. The agent performs an action in the environment and consequently receives information about the new state of the environment along with a reward indicating how good or bad the action was. This cycle repeats, allowing the agent to steadily learn better actions to acquire higher rewards.
But what sets OpenAI Jim apart from other AI training environments? Well, firstly, it's simple and user-friendly. Researchers can start training algorithms quickly without extensive configuration. Secondly, the variety of environments it offers helps develop robust and versatile algorithms.
Thirdly, OpenAI Jim promotes comparability and reproducibility of research results through standardization of its environments and APIs, which is highly valued in scientific community. Plus, it's continuously improved by contributions from an active and dedicated global community, keeping it at the forefront of technological development.
Now, talking about getting started with OpenAI Jim, it's pretty straightforward. Given that OpenAI Jim is implemented as a Python library, you first need Python installed on your system. The installation then typically takes place via the pip package manager. Once installed, you'll want to explore its three key components: environments, agents, and observations.
An environment in OpenAI Jim represents the problem or task that an agent has to solve. An agent is essentially the learning model that gets trained via interaction with an environment. It makes decisions, performs actions, and sharpens its strategy based on received rewards. Observations are data points fed to the agent by the environment after every action, helping the agent determine its next move.
Now, one might question, how versatile are these environments? Well, OpenAI Jim offers a broad range of environments addressing different areas of AI research and development. From classic control tasks to game-based environments to robotic simulations, there's quite a diverse range.
As for algorithms and strategies for training AI agents, OpenAI Jim supports a wide variety, from simple, rule-based approaches to complex, data-driven methods. For instance, Hue Learning is a great algorithmic approach for environments with discrete action sets, while Deep Q Network, or DQN, is effective for high dimensions and complex state representations.
It doesn't stop there. More advanced strategies and algorithms are required to tackle the challenges posed by more complex environments in OpenAI Jim. These include the application of deep learning for high-dimensional and complex patterns, finding the right balance between exploration and exploitation, and special approaches for multi-agent scenarios.
Moreover, OpenAI Jim isn't just confined to predefined environments. Users can create and integrate their own environments, allowing custom research and development. They can modify agent network architectures, implement custom learning algorithms, and optimize hyperparameters to suit their needs.
Indeed. And it's not just researchers who benefit from it. OpenAI Jim has been the platform for many breakthroughs in AI, from academic research projects to real-world applications in industry and commerce. Some notable examples include AlphaGo by DeepMind, an OpenAI 5 that played Dota 2.
But like all tools, OpenAI Gym has its challenges and limitations as well. Representativeness of the environments, resource intensity of AI model training, risk of overfitting to a specific environment are some of the issues highlighted in the article.
Not only that, but as AI technologies advance, ethical considerations also take center stage. Issues related to transparency and interpretability, bias and fairness, privacy and safety demand attention.
Despite these challenges, however, OpenAI Gym remains a key tool in AI research and development. By providing a flexible platform that encourages innovation and fosters a global community of researchers, developers, and enthusiasts alike, it plays a pivotal role in shaping the future of AI.
For our listeners interested in diving into the world of OpenAI Gym, start with understanding the basics of reinforcement learning and get hands-on experience by experimenting with different environments and algorithms. Engage with the community to learn from others, share your experiences, and always remember to consider ethical implications of your work.
That's it for today.